This is Suzanne Stevens with Yoga Empowered. Today we'll be going over Yoga Nidra. It is a practice, one of the many practices that you can do under the umbrella of yoga. Yoga Nidra is something that I came to several years ago. Living with multiple sclerosis myself, I am challenged by energy and fatigue. And about midday, I notice my energy levels tend to plummet. And so I lie down for about an hour every day. That definitely helps me manage my energy better. I would lie down, though, and I would just lie there and let my mind wander. And oftentimes following that, the train of thought, following all the different things going on, what's not going on, the could be's, the should be's, I would feel more exhausted when I woke, got up from lying down. So I ended up finding a CD called Yoga Nidra for MS, for Multiple Sclerosis, by Ines Stein. And I loaded it into my iTunes, and instead of lying there and letting my mind just wander, I would sit there and just listen to this, what it was like a guided meditation, basically. And what sold me is that it said a 20-minute Yoga Nidra practice is the equivalent of 2 hours of restorative sleep. I didn't need to hear much after that. I just began doing it and noticing in my body that I felt better. Many of the reasons that I practice yoga is simply that it makes me feel better. It's something that I can do for myself and makes me feel empowered. So what I want to do is go over what Yoga Nidra is, just give you kind of a broad overview about the Nidra practice itself, and over the next several podcasts and continuing on, what I'd like to do is present Yoga Nidra practices for you. So you can just download them, stick them in your iPod, burn a CD, whatever, and push play and lie down and just do a practice. So this is basically an intro to Yoga Nidra. So Yoga Nidra is known as yogic sleep. It uses guided meditation, imagery, and body and breath awareness to open the door to mental, emotional, and physical healing. Yoga Nidra is a kind of sleep where the mind hovers between consciousness and unconsciousness as the practitioner sleeps and dreams consciously. Yoga Nidra practice relaxes tensions that accumulate in the muscles, the emotions, and the mind, allowing the practitioner to rest deeply. A couple examples are, you know, when you go to sleep and you're mulling over a problem, basically, and you know, when you just wake up the next day and you just know what to do, everything seems very clear. That is a Nidra state. Also, if you are dreaming and you wake up to your alarm and you're like, no, you know, you push snooze and you're like, I'm going to go back to that dream, and you can fall right back into that dream and continue where you left off sometimes. Again, that's a Nidra state. So what you'll do is think of your body as a guest house, and Yoga Nidra teaches you how to invite every imaginable guest in for tea and conversation. Okay, Richard Miller calls it tea and conversation. It's just a lovely way of being present with what's going on, being present with feeling, being present with sensation, and observing your tendency to react. Yoga Nidra is a practice of welcoming, where you learn to meet, greet, and welcome everything life brings. So listening and welcoming are your tools. You may experience emotion, as there are times where we will meet and even seek out emotion or memories and invite them into your guest house, your body, for tea and conversation. It's a practice of being present, a mindfulness practice. Fear is always rooted in the future. Reactivity is always rooted in past experience. Right action resides in the now, right now, being present. And refusing or pushing away creates conflict within our body, mind, and spirit. Yoga Nidra practice reveals and teaches you how to live in the now, in this moment, so that you can access your true nature of being and your inborn ability to respond appropriately to all situations. During Nidra practice, you'll enter a profound state of receptive relaxation, all the while remaining totally awake and alert. Nidra invites your innate intelligence and intrinsic clarity to rise to the surface of your conscious mind, allowing you to uncover and access wisdom resources that you need in order to address all the various issues, problems, questions that you face in daily life. You're always in control, though I may ask you or other teachers may ask you to make my words your words, and as you listen and experience. But you're always in control. Understand, Nidra is not hypnosis, but rather the deepest, most profound, but very natural state of meditation. One of the most transformative pieces of Nidra practice is the setting of an intention, a sankalpa, a resolve, or an affirmation. Your intention is chosen by you, the practitioner, and its goal for positive whole well-being. It can be used for healing mental, physical, or emotional issues, to change life patterns, to correct negative tendencies, or to work on non-trivial aspirations or spiritual requests. Your intention will be a short positive statement set in the present tense as if it were already a reality. You will repeat your intention 3 times silently to yourself at the beginning and at the end of your Nidra practice as prompted. So your intention, you want it to be in the present tense, not, I want to be compassionate. If you say, I am compassionate, there's more power to that and it works better. Also, you want it to be a short statement. So not, I want to have more compassion towards my sister's brother's cat who needs medication every 3rd Tuesday to help with its asthma. Definitely a valid request, but again, you want to have it be a short statement. So in that case, I am compassionate would also work just fine. So my intention is I am healthy, I am whole, I am disciplined. And I've been working with that for the last year or so. You work with an intention until you feel like it has come to life. It is a reality. It is your reality. It is the way things are. So you may work with attention for several months or several years, but the idea is to remain consistent, keep that same intention until you're ready to move on to another goal, if you will. It's said that a 20-minute, like I said, Nidra practice is the equivalent of 2 hours of restorative sleep. You'll be guided through special visualizations with me that will promote healing, peace, and calm. You'll notice results after your very first Nidra practice, and repeated practice will deepen your peace of mind. You'll begin your Nidra practice in Shavasana, or lying down comfortably. Have your legs apart, a little bit away from the body, palms up. Some may wish to do a full asana posture class beforehand, maybe a posture or two, or you can just lie down to begin. The idea is to be comfortable for the duration of time that you're lying. It's ideal to remain still for the practice, though I encourage you to make adjustments for comfort as needed for now. It's preferable to remain awake, though if you do fall asleep, your consciousness will hear everything. So that is Yoga Nidra. Let me know if you have any questions. It's definitely a practice that needs to be experienced, so I hope you join me with the next podcast for the Nidra practice itself. If you want more information on Yoga Nidra practice, please visit irest.com or look, just Google Richard Miller. You can also find Ines Stein online, I believe, just in a Google search. It's I-N-E-S Stein, and I highly recommend her CDs as well. I still listen to those very regularly. So now let me know if you have any questions or concerns. You can always find me at yogaempowered.com. And yeah, this is why I do this, and this is why I'm here. So please, by all means, enjoy. Namaste.